But first, we've been talking mice and rats, but to another pest animal now, and higher numbers of feral pigs in Australian cropping regions have prompted farmers and shooters to join forces and raise awareness about the multitude of biosecurity risks. Pigs can cause huge damage to grain crops, and they also carry disease risk. But there's concern that unauthorised vehicles accessing farms can be a huge biosecurity risk as well. Ali Felton-Taylor has more.
Feral pigs are plentiful in Australia, especially off the back of a couple of La Niña years with above average rain, where the pest animal is a serious menace to this country's $28 billion cropping sector. While a pest pig problem means more work for sporting shooters in the form of eradication control, both shooters and farmers are calling for biosecurity vigilance.
There's a link, obviously, with the explosion in feral pig numbers at the moment, where there's more people accessing farm properties to try and control those feral pigs to protect crops. And that means protecting farmers' profitability and sustainability as well. We think it's timely to remind recreational hunters and others, people going in and out of farms, that there is a genuine biosecurity risk and everyone's got a responsibility and shared ownership of that. So we want to make sure everyone does their little bit.
That's Colin Bettles, Chief Executive of Grain Producers Australia. It's partnered with the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia to reinforce just how risky ignoring biosecurity can be, especially when the lucrative grain industry is on the line. He says while the threat of weed seed spread is omnipresent, there are other risks too.
Hitchhiker pests as well. We know we're doing more to try and stop these pests getting into the country at the border. We've also got to contain their spread, and one of the best ways to do that is to have strong biosecurity protocols at the farm gate so they don't get onto your property as well. So I think vehicle hygiene, you know, cleaning the vehicles before entering the property to start with and making sure that your clothing's clean, and especially shoes, certainly helps to reduce those risks. And they're the type of things that we're encouraging and reminding people about to create more awareness with this new national campaign with the Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, and that's the Secure Our Farms Hunt BioAware partnership. So the resources are all out there. We just want to make sure that growers and farm managers have access to them, which they're available on the GPA website, which is providing a comprehensive link to a number of those resources.
The shooters too are eager to reinforce best practice. Sporting Shooters Association of Australia's Damien Ferguson works in conservation and wildlife management. He says vehicles are a huge vector and good hygiene is essential when travelling between properties, using the concept come clean, go clean.
So if you're going onto a property that has a particular weed, we suggest to our conservation wildlife management people, they need to, if they're going in between regions that have got weed issues, they need to go to washdown stations, either at home or commercial ones in the regions if they're on the road, to wash down and to get weed seed issues reduced. Yeah, check your boots, check everything, give it a good spray and a hose and wash out underneath and before you go between regions or between properties. Because some of the properties that we do, we've got neighbouring properties and some vehicles stay on one property and get used and you don't swap them over. Leave one vehicle at a gate and then all jump into the next one and just run around on different vehicles for different properties.
Being biosecure, what does that mean?
On a personal level, yeah, being aware of carcasses for disease, parasite spread, but then on a property-wide issue, be very, very aware of weed seed spread.
Damien Ferguson says being biosecure also helps those in the hunting community maintain their social licence as they support farmers controlling pest animals.
We just teach everybody that if this was your place and there's people wandering around your backyard, you want them to treat it like it was your own. So treat every property like it's their own. It's not only their business, but it's the place they grew up on. So there's a very high emotional and personal attachment to that land, and they hate, well, I don't know too many grain growers that like weeds in their crops. They like a nice clean paddock, so They don't want to be controlling a weed that's been brought on by somebody for the next 10 to 100 years. It's very hard to get rid of weeds. But we just love being out in the country, and having that relationship with landowners is vital for sporting shooters and conservation hunters who want to reduce the impact of feral animals on nature and the environment. And having us work together and sharing ideas and strategies, and we recreational or volunteer hunting has come a long way in the last 10 years with the advent of thermal imaging gear. Years ago, spotlighting was nowhere near as effective as using thermal imaging. So we are far more effective than we used to be. However, we're just one tool along with the aerial shooters and baiting and trapping programs. So our job is to work in and try to clean up as many and reduce the numbers of ferals as much as possible.
Damien Ferguson, Sporting Shooters Association of Australia, ending that report from